Hi, my name is Elle, and I'm a Lutheran. I decided to get this butterfly tattoo and, like, to remember my grandma. Her name is June. Just as, like, a kind of symbol of the conversations that we have around faith in our family and what a great role model she was for me. She died this last May. She went to seminary up at Garrett, so not that far from here. Grew up in Chicago. And she was like a very faithful woman and just also this force of nature. She went on like this interracial caravan with her church group like in the 40s, and it was like very radical. And she was involved with some community organizing around integration in Chicago and trying to get a black seminarian preacher at her white United Methodist church. And we've had like some deaths in our family, and so when that would happen, one of the roles that I had was to help, you know, sit down and help with funeral planning. We were looking at different images for like, I don't know, like prayer cards at the front of the bulletin or something, and she's like, oh, I really want this butterfly. Like, for me, this symbolizes like my whole view on spirituality, and it's such a perfect vision of, you know, death and resurrection, and like, this is what I want. And you know, when my grandpa died, she wore a sweater that had butterflies on it for the funeral. And as she got older, she had Alzheimer's. And so there's a lot of things that she would forget. But, like, we would always try to find, like, little cards, like, with butterflies to send to her. She really liked images that were maybe divorced from some of this institutional stuff and more things that you would see in nature, right? Sunrises and butterflies. And so, like, the idea that, you know, like, caterpillars go into this dark tomb and then turn into this, like, soupy goo, and you're not all sure how it's going to turn out, and then they come out, and they're this, like, other creature, and they've been transformed, and they can fly, and they're beautiful. And so, like, that was something that always just, like, stuck with her. When she was in hospice at the end there, the chaplain's name tag had a like butterfly sticker on it, and even when she was like really not super verbal anymore, he said she'd always point at it. And I think it was one of those things that was like always important to her, and then she like shared it with us, and then it became important to all of us. So it really stuck, especially at the end of her life when she was like thinking about, you know, her own death and like what eternal life might mean for her and being reunited with other people that she cares about. And I think that in general, human beings look at the world around them and they attempt to make meaning, whether they do that through art or music or conversations about philosophy or God or science or any of these things. Like, human beings in general seem to be sort of on a quest to make meaning out of our lives. And I think that's one of the gifts that the church has, is we say, like, look, like, this is where we can find meaning together. And in this water and in this bread and in this wine and in the narratives of the saints who have come before us and of the beloved community throughout history, like, these are the stories and the symbols that have been powerful to us. And now, like, we can share that with you. I get so excited to help people, help them make meaning for themselves in their life, or also maybe to, like, connect to these traditions that have been passed on to us as a gift, and see, like, what does this mean for you now? Like, what is the urgency of bread and wine for you now? What is the urgency of this water for you now? Like, what does this mean for us today? And I think, like, that's the role of the church, right? Like, to help show each other the way that meaning is revealed to us through